So hi, on the Grinds Podcast. I'm Shane.
I'm Glory.
Happy Monday.
It fucking is, man.
Been a pretty
it
good
really
Monday.
Fucking is. Pretty awesome Monday.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good Monday. Yeah. I don't know. I have my Christmas tree up now. I don't think I had it for the last one. Because we canceled last week, yeah, because I was in the city. So I got the Christmas tree. It's officially Christmas
it's
now.
It's like right directly perfectly behind you. I didn't even notice it the hour we were talking
about. Yeah, it's hidden perfectly behind me.
That's awesome. At least it won't like show the time of, you know, when we recorded interviews to like when they're actually being posted and like mine. But granted,
yours has been up since fucking October, so
the fucking top half is dead.
Oh, that's great. Sorry. That's great. Sorry for missing last week. I went to the city, saw Ice Nine Kills. It's a good time. We'll get into that.
Ice Nine Kills.
Just so everybody knows, next week will be the last stream of the year. We'll be chatting about whatever comes out on Friday. Mm-hmm. And then the week after that, pre-recorded album of the year episode will be dropping earlier than it's ever dropped before. We're recording it earlier than we've ever recorded it before.
Big fucking deal.
It's a big deal. We're not going to be scheduling between Christmas and New Year's and then telling Glory's brother he's got 48 hours to edit it.
It's like a yearly tradition this year. We're like, you know what?
Yeah.
We're switching it up.
Yeah, we're like, you know what? We're actually going to take the break. And then after that, there will still be interviews, although not as many as normal. Pretty much up until the top of the year. And then it would be back in full swing doing our thing.
I really don't want to think about it right now. But
we'll be back in full swing doing the thang. But went to a couple of shows this past week. Glory also went to a show, went to one of the same shows as I did. We were supposed to be back to back, but that's okay.
I'm sorry. My bank account was like,
That's okay, bro. That's all right.
It wagged. I fucking opened it up and it fucking wagged its finger at me.
And whatever you're thinking about spending,
Better not fucking do it. I said, all right.
All right. I'll listen to the old bank account.
You know what?
But this past Sunday, the 26th, I was at Broadside Worry Club, not my weekend. Didn't catch This Wildlife, but they're the band that are headlining the Tour Story tour. But caught the three openers. Bro, finally got to catch Not My Weekend. Great fucking time. Pat shouted out the podcast on stage, which was crazy.
Love Pat.
But they put on a good show. Knew every word to every single song because, you know, I'm a big Not My Weekend fan. I've been streaming that new record a lot over the past couple of days. Yeah, I was out running errands yesterday. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to loop the Not My Weekend record once I finish the podcast playlist.
Exactly. If I could just shut up. It was in my head like all weekend. I was mad as hell. It's so fucking catchy. I love it.
Worry Club, second time catching them. They put on a good show. Chase cut his finger on his guitar at one point. He did bandage it up live on stage, though. We were good. We were chilling. But they put on a good show. And then Broadside, Ass Shakers as always. What
fuck
a time.
Broadside.
Second time catching them as well. And what a great show. They played a bunch of songs off the new record and goddamn,
they translate well.
Yeah, they do. Good. Obviously got to see Pat over at the merch table, said what's up to him, hung out with him for a little bit, and then also saw Chase from Worry Club and said what's up to him, and then hung out with Pat some more, and then I was like, all right, time to leave. Bye, everybody. great show. And, you know, a very, very, very stoked to finally see Not My Weekend. We've known those guys for a while. You know, they've done it. the entirety of the podcast. They did a couple of the festivals that we had a long, long time ago. And now they're full U.S. touring, and then they'll be back out in April doing some West Coast shows on the Shit Yeah Tour.
That's the fucking name of the tour?
Yeah, the Between You and Me Shit Yeah.
I was just like, oh, it's a Between You and Me tour. Shit Yeah.
Shit Yeah, dude.
Love these guys. I fucking love these guys. Never registered. Awesome.
Yeah, I already made my plans because Sharia Moore is finally back in Philly. Last time they were in Philly, they were at a 21 plus venue, and I wasn't 21 yet, and it was also the week of Jason Fest, so I really didn't want to go. But now they're back in Philly, all ages, although I could have went if the show was now, the 21 plus show was now.
We switched it. Yeah. We all fucking good now.
So I've already got my plans to go to the Shit Yeah Tour, Between You and Me, Young Culture, Home Safe, and then some First to Four openers that change based on the date. Sharia Moore is on a chunk of the East Coast. I'm pretty sure they're the next date's Richmond, and it drops off, and then it's Felicity, right? I mean, we know those guys. Exactly. We talked to them a while ago.
Yeah, a while ago. It's just like, goddamn, it's right fucking there.
It's so Brendan close.
He literally fucking told me. He was like, see you in March. And I was like, see you in March. And then I get it. I send it to him. I'm like, I have to have a word with you. And
you
he said,
lied.
I'm sorry. It's like, you fucking liar. God damn it. And I'm being fucking beckoned to train into Baltimore. And I'm like, dude, that's a whole thing.
But my bank account.
I'm like, dude, I can't fucking use it. I am looking at ticket stuff. So you might...
My ass might be in Baltimore.
My ass might be in Baltimore. Sorry, guys.
But yeah, so that show was good. Soaked for the Shit Yeah Tour. And then on Monday, the 27th, I was in New York City at the Kiss of Death Tour. Glory that Thursday was in Richmond at the Kiss of Death Tour. We both caught most of the same bands. Well, we were there for the same bands. Ice Nine Kills and Avatar.
We were there for the exact same two bands. Yeah.
I caught New Year's Day because I always get to the city shows right on time. I'm there at doors. You know.
Perfect.
And Gloria and I both had no intentions of seeing in this moment. Based on my wonderful review I've given of them in the past. I did such a great job
always
selling the
awesome
band.
Things.
That Gloria always didn't want to see them.
No, and I did, and I was like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, go ahead, caught a second of him, and she was like, "What? I'm good."
Like, you know what? Is my chair still over open at Starbucks? And it was. Thank you.
But the New Year's Day, they put on a solid show. It's been a hot minute since I've seen them. 2019, I saw them open for In This Moment, and Motionless in White, and Dead was the first of four on that bill. That was a long, 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 long time ago. But yeah, they put on a solid show. And then, you know, the main attraction for me to go to New York City was not even Ice Nine Kills, but it was to see my new favorite discovery of the year, Avatar. Yeah. Cause I missed their headliner back in May, and holy shit.
Yes. Yeah.
What a show.
Yeah.
30 minutes. I can only imagine what 60 or 75 or 90 minutes mm-hmm. of them is like.
Mm-hmm. Carson told me it was like fucking 2 hours.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to go.
I'm here for 2 hours of that. I mean, bro came out of a fucking box. Mm-hmm. And then it started.
And it stopped 30 minutes later. And you're like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Yeah. That's basically my review. It's just like, holy shit. I mean, well worth the trip mm-hmm. into New York City for that. You know, figured that it was going to be solid going into it because, I mean, they're an incredibly solid band. But what happened on that stage is not at all what I expected. But They played a healthy chunk of the new record, which I was stoked on. They played the hits off of past records, which, although I can't get into their old music too much, there's a reason why those songs are hits. So those were awesome to see. I do really, really like Smells Like a Freak Show, though. And that song went off live, but it was great to see, you know, Dance Devil Dance and Valley of Disease and The Dirt I'm Buried In live, because those are solid tracks off that new record. And then Einstein Kills came out. They put on they put on one hell of a show. Spencer seemed the most comfortable he's ever seemed on stage before. It's almost like opening in arenas and stadiums all year makes the job of getting up on stage in a theater very, very easy.
Glad you got to use your line. But there was texted that to me the night of the fucking show, and he fucking rehearsed a lot for the line. You know what? It still stands.
Well, Glory was like, "How is Ice Nine Kills? I feel like they're doing too much." And I was like, "Let me tell you." And then I blind for line, exactly. Word for word, I said exactly that. I actually read it from our text.
You have it up right now. I actually fucking printed taped up.
Yeah. Why do you think I have this third monitor so I can read our text back word for word during the podcast? But yeah, no, there was like, you know, because now they have stage actors that, you know, obviously Spencer is still doing his healthy dose of killings, but it feels like he is doing a little less of the acting, and they now have more people to do some of the things that he used to do, although there are still staple Spencer things that Spencer has to do on stage. Of course, he has to kill everybody.
Paul Allen.
Yeah, that comes on stage. So that allowed him to move around the stage a little bit more and be a little bit more of a front man and less of a guy singing and also acting, which was cool to see. Still didn't address the crowd, but we're working on it.
We're getting there. Next tour.
But it's not even just the fact that the stage actors are taking on more of Spencer's job. He just felt more confident. And I was like, holy shit, like, this is the best the band's ever been, because the front man is so confident and they're playing all of the songs that I have wanted to hear. Like, Your Number's Up.
You are the only person I've met that's been excited about that being on the set list.
Well, here's why. Because when that song came out, that May, I was supposed to see them as a first of four opening for Five Finger Death Punch, Papa Roach, and I Prevail was the lineup. And they had been playing that song all the way through, like, all the opening tours that they were doing. So I was like, oh, that song's got to be on the set list. And I liked that one a lot. And then they hadn't played it really post-pandemic. So I finally got to hear it. So fuck you. That's why.
Well, I've heard it fucking four times this year. I think you can understand why I'm sick of it.
Well, it's not my fucking problem that you've seen them four times this year. This is my first time seeing them. So, and then they also played the song off the Fuckboy album, the Ribcage one.
The Fastest Way to a Girl's Heart is Through a Ribcage.
Yes, and I like that record.
First time hearing it.
Biggest Ice Nine Kills fan over here.
I don't know anything from that's not Every Chick in the Book. That's Predator Becomes a Prey.
Yes, I
never listened to it.
That is probably my favorite Ice Nine Kills record. So yeah, it was cool to hear those songs. They played Meet and Greet, which is a solid song. One of my favorites from the Welcome to Horrorwood like collection era.
Yeah.
So it was cool to hear all those songs live. Just to finally get the bonus tracks, off the two Silver Screams was cool, despite Meet and Greet literally just coming out. They played all the hits. And it was a solid show. And then I was like, I'm catching an early train home. Fuck in this moment. I'm not even giving them a chance. And I left. So
In This Moment closed for you?
Yeah. They put on a fantastic show, I'm sure. But I was on the train texting you about line for line. Yeah. Because it was.
I thought you were fucking looking at your seat.
No, I didn't realize
you were texting me from the train.
No, I was on my way home because, you know, maybe if it was in New Jersey, I would have hung out. But since it was in the city and, you know, if I stayed until the last song of In This Moment, I would then be catching an 11 o'clock train and the show ended for me to catch like a 9:30 train. I was home and in bed by the time I'd even be getting on the train after the show.
Wow. So that's like, kind of beautiful.
Yeah. I was like, I don't care. Like, I know it's going to be terrible. So there's no point in me even staying.
Yeah. Damn.
And then I tweeted from my personal, I was like, damn, bands I like should open for bands I don't like more often.
I get used to this shit. It's beautiful. It's fucking beautiful. Yeah. Unfortunately, I did not have In This Moment closed for my show. That was literally the goal because Inc. closed the night before in DC. So I was like, this is perfect. In This Moment is going to close. Text fucking Michael. I'm like, hey, please tell me that In This Moment is closing. He said, we're closing. I said, fuck you. I didn't say that. I thumbs down his message. I missed New Year's Day. My friend wanted to walk around the venue, so we walked around the venue. We got some really overpriced chicken tenders. $14 for three tenders and like a quarter cup of fucking fries.
Oof. Venue food will fuck you.
But damn, we found this fucking sofa, man, in this quiet corner of the venue. Almost fell asleep. Yeah. Not even joking. That's how exhausted I was. It was fucking awesome. Me.
Should have went back to literally that sofa for In This Moment.
Dude, we didn't. We went to our Starbucks spot, actually, which was another sofa. Just wasn't as quiet. We could still hear everything. Went in for Avatar. I missed him coming out of a box. That sounds fucking amazing. But, you know, a friend had just come in, so we were all just like, yap, 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 yap. We're all talking. We're all saying hi. And then I heard Avatar, and I was like, bro, Avatar's on. We gotta fucking go. But then we continued talking. And I was like, okay,
all right, everybody's got to shut up now.
You go to your seats. I'm going in the fucking pit. So then we stayed there and we watched like a couple songs from Avatar. Amazing, incredible performance, incredible stage presence. I like when they do their little hair.
Yeah,
fucking
the, yeah,
swirl,
they all have
headbang.
Long hair.
Yep, it's art.
Their
I
neck's
got to
be
so
killing them though.
Oh my god, doing that like 30 shows in a row.
Yeah. I mean, they've been a band for like 20 years. So I guess like after 20 years of doing that shit, like you don't even feel it.
Yeah. Still awful.
Yeah.
Awful. I mean, great. It looked cool as fuck. So like, I'm okay with it. I hope they're okay with it. In This Moment came on. I did not see a lot of their set because I had heard so many amazing reviews, not just by Shane, but by the person I was attending the concert with as well. She was like, dude, I've seen him like three times. Once you see him once, you've seen him forever.
Yeah.
We popped in. I thought it was cool for the first song. I was like, no, I don't know what everyone's talking about. This is fucking cool.
And then she does
wasn't
it again.
A big fan. Yeah, no, literally. It was like she was in this I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. You know, it's kind of like not the tower, like for
the pedestal
fucking
she's on.
Yeah. The pedestal was kind of like the box around her. And, you know, they were doing like the head thing. And I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. And then they just kept doing it for like every song. And I was like, okay, this isn't as cool anymore. The backup dancers were awesome. It's not my type of show because I like looking at the band and not just one sole member, I guess, or just the backup dancers. And it felt like every time I would look at a band member, I was missing something with a backup dancer. And it's like, I shouldn't be worrying about a fucking backup dancer, like backup dancer, like you're supporting.
Like back up.
Like back the fuck up. So it wasn't my cup of tea. I saw like two songs from them and said, okay, that was it. And then I walked in, we saw like the last quarter of the finale, which was Whore. Not my favorite live vocals ever. And it was just, it felt awkward, her up on the tower. I don't know, something about it. I just saw her and I was like, this is a little funny. I don't know. So then it was like a fucking 40-minute break in between breaking down all their shit to then wheel out Ink's shit. We went back to our corner. We kind of sat there for a second, almost fell asleep. Woke up when we heard their little theme song playing, the Red Right Hand or something. Ink was amazing. Everything has fucking leveled up. They have a whole banner now versus two little things that they kind of wheel out. Amazing. Awesome to see. I love it. I think that the commercials in between every song is a little much, but I do still think strange. It's kind of fucking cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. And also it's strange that they didn't play Assault and Batteries when they're doing all the commercial things, because it's literally like the music video. It's a commercial that leads into the fucking video. So I don't know. I was like, oh, what if it perfect? Great performance. Stage actors weren't too much. I even told fucking all of them afterwards. I was like, I thought you guys were doing a little too much, but I think you did really good. And they were like, oh. And I was like, yeah, no.
I didn't mean it like that.
Fuck, you're doing great. But yeah, I thought it was awesome. I was not the happiest with the set list. I knew it in advance. I was kind of like, oh, fuck. Because again, this is the fourth time I've seen them this year, and they're just playing the same shit every time.
That's how I felt last year with Trinity of Terror.
Oh my god, don't even fucking give me. Thankfully, I only saw them once on that tour. Yeah. Twice. Fuck. Twice on that tour. Oof.
Yeah.
I'm not winning this, not the biggest.
No, you're not winning the allegations here. What was the changeover between Avatar and In This Moment? It had to be an hour.
Oh my god. Actually, it wasn't that bad. It was a solid maybe 30.
Well, actually,
25,
no, that
30
makes,
minutes.
That makes sense because they can have their shit already up on stage. Mm-hmm. Because part of what made me leave is that the show ended at 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going to be, or maybe it might have been closer to 9. I don't even, because Ice Nine Kills hit the stage like stupid early.
Love those guys.
But it was like 9:30, so I got like at least a half an hour to sit here and wait, if not longer.
Twiddle your thumbs.
Yeah. But yeah, the 40 minutes sounds about right to break all that shit down. But when I saw them, it took them at least an hour to get it up.
Yeah, no, so it was because they were They were
on first, so it makes sense that everything was up.
Everything was up. Yeah, so it was like 20, 30 minutes. Yeah. It was just kind of like breaking down and moving Avatar stuff out of the way.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I really wish they were closing.
Yeah, honestly, seeing them in the middle, like if I did have intentions to see that band again, seeing them not closing would probably be the move. Because at least then you don't have the painful changeover knowing that I'm waiting for something that I won't be super thrilled with.
Yeah.
Just keep selling the band, man. They're great, all right?
No. Awesome no, band.
I've said this to you before. I would love to listen to their studio stuff more because I think it's
like
solid. But I know I don't like the band live, so why am I going to get into a band if I have no intentions of seeing them live?
Because then you're going to psych yourself into seeing them. And you're going to be like, oh my god, they're in town. And then you go and you're like, fuck, this is the exact same show that I went to last time.
It's just as disappointing as it was. So yeah, that was not
difficult.
Yeah, that was difficult. Yeah, that was not great. But the tour was great.
Yes.
The bands that I the three bands I caught were fantastic. The main reason why I went were those three bands, so to have them all play in a row was pretty fucking sick, man.
I'm happy you won, Shane. All right.
I told you when the tour got announced, they're going to be in the middle at your show and they're closing at mine. And you were like, I hope the website's wrong. I'm like, the website's not wrong.
All wrong. I was in denial and I was going to fucking hold that little bit of hope until I got that response. And I was like, oh, fuck me then, I guess.
Like,
I don't know.
Fuck.
All right. I didn't have anywhere to be tonight. That's fine. Whatever.
But we do also have some music to talk about. Little Lotus dropped his new album, Nosebleeder. We spoke to Little Lotus. It is out now. What a conversation. It was a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Been jamming this record a lot. Because it is fucking awesome.
It is.
I think I said in the interview that Stockholm Syndrome is my favorite because he was talking about how like that was the song where it wasn't out yet. He played it at, like, a festival where really no one knew him and the crowd was into it. And that was when he was like, yeah, this record is the one because that song popped off. And that's my favorite. It's so it's so catchy, the chorus and the way he sings the chorus is fucking sick.
Absolutely. I didn't get a chance to say it in the interview because I hadn't let the record sit with me yet, I guess. But my favorite is actually the title track. Holy shit. It's just so fucking catchy. I really like that song. Entire record is incredible. It's so... The energy doesn't stop. It's just such a good fucking rhythm the entire time. I really liked all of the features on it. My favorites were Sophie Power's feature, really worked, and the Say Six feature, Stockholm Syndrome, your favorite. Crazy. Crazy good. Yeah, I don't know. I really did enjoy this record a lot. I really hope that this record doesn't fly under a lot of people's radars for album of the year, like in at least honorable mentions or top 10, because it's really fucking solid. Vocally, it's so fucking fun. It's just, it's a solid record. And because it's dropped so late, I'm worried about that, you know, it's going to fly under radars. But please, if you're listening to this, check it out before you write that list.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Suggestion.
Definitely check this one out. But I also, because it's so late in the year, I've seen a lot of people on Twitter talking about how like they were going to be checking this record out because there wasn't a lot coming out on December 1. So it was like there were only a handful of releases. So people were like, this is on my checkout list for Friday.
Good. More people need to fucking do that. Yeah. You know, fucking isolate themselves on fucking release week. Say like, hey guys, this is the only record, so you have to fucking listen to it. I don't know, it works. And this is completely fair.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. The C4 Cinema dropped their new self-titled record. The C4 Cinema.
Yeah.
I fucking love this record. I'm just gonna hop into my two favorites. It is Take Drugs, Kill a Bear. First, their titles are awesome. Because I was looking through and I was like, oh, which ones did I really like? Did I really like Geese Attack with 3 exclamation marks or Dolly Parton versus the government? It's just it's so fun. And then I also loved Death Star Valley featuring Pulses. I fucking love Pulses, and I didn't know that they were on this record. I just kind of blind listen, and I like being like, oh, I know that voice, is that like, that's, I was like, oh shit, there's Sophie's feature. It's just, and so I heard Pulses and I was like, oh shit, it's Pulses. I fucking love them.
Yeah.
Solid record, very easy listen through. It felt like it went very quickly, even though I think it's over 40 minutes. It's 43 minutes, 10 seconds. Great record. It didn't feel like that.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. The features on here are crazy because I had no idea Pulses was on the record.
No.
So when the album came out and they're like, we have a feature on the C4 Cinema record, I was like, no fucking way.
Like, C4 Cinema?
Yeah. I knew Aaron from Of Mice and Men was on the record because it was a single. But my two favorites off the record are the Pulses feature and the Aaron feature, because Pulses absolutely crushes their verse. Like, honestly, my favorite song on the record because it's so catchy, and also the Pulses feature fits so well because they obviously make this kind of music as well, so to hear them on a record like this, it's a match made in heaven. It's perfect. Yeah. Big Of Mice and Men fan, been jamming their new record a lot. So to hear Aaron on this record was pretty fucking cool. But I also like Geese Attack, and If This Were a Film is also solid, but I enjoyed this record. It was heavier than I expected as well. But incredibly solid. Another one that don't let it fly under your radar. It's a solid release, getting right in, right before the year turns over.
Check it the fuck out.
Hell yeah. Super Love dropped a new single, Energy.
Awesome. You put that together before me. This is crazy. I was like, I don't know what this fucking means. I love them though.
they're great. I mean, we keep saying it, but I love heavy super love.
It fits so well. It's genuinely, it's like fucking Legos, man. It just fucking clicks, you know? I love it.
Like, we haven't gotten a genuinely, like, pop or pop-leaning, like, project probably since the first time we spoke to them. It's been, like, heavy-leaning, heavy pop.
Yeah.
Or just straight up, like, is this a metalcore band now? Pretty much since that first thing we spoke to them about. But every single time, I'm just like, damn, they do it so fucking well.
Yes, absolutely. The fucking intro, because I put it in there because I was like, oh, I fucking love Super. I got so excited when I saw them on release radar. And listening to the first like 10 seconds was like whiplash, because it was like, you know, like that fucking like electronic. And then it just fucking goes boom. And I was like, whoa, 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 I got to save this for the fucking podcast. Holy shit. Amazing. They deserve so much more hype and recognition than they have right now. I love this band to death. Amazing. Cool guys. Amazing music. This song's so fucking fun and energetic. I love it.
Yes. Highly recommend the band. Spoken to them a handful of times. You can check it out. I mean, I'm hoping new project 2024.
Come on, guys, let us know.
That's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping for another chat with the band in 2024, and I'm hoping for more super love in 2024. But we shall see.
We shall see. First and Forever and Magnolia Park dropped a new single, Don't Tempt Me, Baby.
I want to go out on a limb here and say that this song is the closest we've gotten to capturing Alex's live chaotic performance.
Yeah. I was just thinking back to his live performances. Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, not only is this song insane vocally, but I can just visualize him running around stage like a madman, like ripping his fucking shirt off in the middle of the song because he just gets so into it. And like, I can just visualize all of this happening in my head. Like, just him fucking running around, jumping off, fucking hanging from shit, like just all in the span of 3 minutes, just letting the song take over. I can see that while listening to this song.
Absolutely. Now that you say it, I can fucking see it too, and I would love to see this live, because if this is the studio version,
I can only imagine
what the hell are you gonna do.
Like, how did he contain himself in the booth?
Exactly. Yeah.
But yes, this is incredibly solid, and it kind of feels like a slightly different direction because it is a little bit heavier. They're making modern emo music. That's the thing. But this one feels like a little bit of a blast from the past. Like, it's got some past feelings to it. A little bit of like From First to Last, I'm kind of getting from this. But definitely with that modern feel, and it certainly, I can just see. I mean, I just keep going back to it. I can just see Alex fucking running around stage. Him. Yeah, and you know, Joshua from Magnolia Park. You know, he's such a versatile vocalist that he fits on anything, pop punk, emo, like you name it, he's on there. I mean, the band, his own band, that makes fucking metalcore tracks on occasion, so he does it all.
Whenever they feel like it, you know, they're like, you know, I'm feeling metalcore today. Let's do that one. Fucking love that band. But yeah, no, I fucking loved it. I love Joshua. I love First and Forever. I don't know. I just, it's a crazy combo. But they toured together, so it makes sense.
Alpha Wolf dropped their new single, Bring Back the Noise. Now, this is a band that I have known about for so long, and just never been like, it's time to check them out. And then they were touring with Motionless and White, and I was like, well, it's time to check them out. I'm seeing them live twice now. I checked them out. I was like, damn. Been sleeping on this band a while. they're incredibly solid. So they're starting to drop new music. You know, Bring Back the Noise is the first single off of what we all hope is a new record. It's fucking solid. It's chaotic. You know, it's got the record scratches on it, which I love, and is reminiscent of like old Slipknot because the song is also so chaotic. And I was like, well, at least someone's still doing it because Slipknot is making fucking classical music over there. Although
Slipknot has like two members left.
Although I love the new record, they're making classical music compared to what they used to put out. But the song is great. And I'm stoked for more, and I'm stoked that I finally checked this band out.
I fucking love this track. As you said, chaotic as fuck. It is so fast and it goes by so quickly. What I really liked, I think it is the record scratches. My brain registered it. I was going to say they were like, you know, like how they slide their hands down the guitars and you can hear like the screech of like the strings or whatever. Like that's what it sounded like. And that's what my brain was like, I think that's what that sound is. But record scratches makes more sense. It really reminds me, at least I got the feeling when I first heard this song, the same feeling that I had when I heard Dogma, title track of Dogma by Crown the Empire for the first time, when the breakdown happens and it goes, the sirens go off and it's just kind of like, it's, they don't sound similar at all, but it's kind of like that chaotic, everything's going to shit, everything's falling apart, chaos energy that I really like. And I really like this song. It's amazing. And, I'm very jealous that you got to see them live now.
Twice.
Fuck you.
And the second time they were formed as Sleep Token, so.
Oh, I mean,
technically
that's even
saw
better.
Sleep Token. I didn't see Alpha Wolf.
Exactly. So, Trash Boat dropped a new single, Liar Liar.
Been a minute since we had Trash Boat music, but this is fucking incredible, this song. I am stoked to see what 2024 brings for Trash Boat.
I'm sorry, it just hit me. 2024, shit. I mean, that's gonna be our fifth year of the podcast.
Make you feel old yet? But this song's fucking solid, and you know, just stoked to what's next.
Absolutely. I fucking love this song. Again, another kind of like chaotic sounding track. Vocals are so fun. I love the vocals where it's just the dude just screaming his head off the entire time. And then he just fucking starts singing like an angel and it's awesome. great track. Love it. Wish I could see them live right now, but I'm pretty sure they're on tour with the band that must not be named.
Don Broco in the UK.
Yeah, Don fucking Broco. I fucking love that band. I was trying so hard to not bring them up this entire time, but
you did so good.
Thank you. Great song. Fucking loved it.
Hell yeah. The Home Team dropped a new single, Loud. Another band that I can't wait to see what 2024 brings for them.
Yes.
Hoping another record. But dude,
please,
this song.
Oh my fucking god.
Dare I say,
Ass shaker, dude. I didn't expect this from I didn't expect this like at all.
No.
I think this caught everyone like by surprise. Just a sound that I didn't expect, a topic I didn't expect, every single thing. It's so groovy. This needs to fucking blow up. Firstly, this song needs to blow up. I don't know, man. Vocally, he's just fucking crazy, and it just sounds so effortless. and his voice in this one with the little guitar in the background and the control he has in his voice, I guess, really reminds me of Charlie Puth, which I don't listen to him often, but it's just kind of like the amount of control that he has in his voice and just how fucking clean it is. Amazing. I love this guy. Love this band.
Yeah. I don't know if you caught the music video, but I did because you know, it was sent over to us and I was like, I gotta hear this song. I gotta hear this fucking song. I can't wait.
I caught bits and pieces.
And I liked the vibe of the music video with the like 90s feel to it. And
this little dance.
Yeah, at one point they have like the pop-ups, like those MTV pop-ups, like the info bubbles and shit, and I was like, this is just, I love the vibe that they're setting with the song. Obviously a subject matter that nobody expected, a sound that I didn't think was going to happen. I was just like expecting an expansion on what happened on the last record, and what we got is pop music, and I'm just like, holy shit. Like,
this is fucking awesome.
All right. I am here for it because it is so groovy, as you said. And you know, this was a first listen love, like a love on love on first listen. Like, did not take a second one. I was just like, yeah, this is solid. Yeah. So stoked to see what comes next. But in the meantime, I will be jamming this one until I'm sick of it. So that's good.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hell yeah. Architects dropped a new single, Seeing Red. I'm going to let you start off since you were very excited about this.
Yes, sir. Well, to start off, they're going on tour with Of Mice and Men and While She Sleeps. And I may or may not have manifested it thinking about how I haven't seen Of Mice and Men yet yesterday. And now they're going on tour together, and I didn't get to see Architects because they had to cancel that U.S. tour.
Damn, that wasn't like 2021.
Yeah, because of visa issues. You know, obviously 2020, fuck that. And then, you know, they rescheduled it, and, you know, it was with Like Moss to Flames, and that never happened. But that's okay. It's all good. Because we're seeing them now. Seen him now. Hell yeah. Now I have personally liked the past two Architects records. I mean, the 2021 was like one of like top of the album of the year list. And then I believe it was last year's record was also high up there. Enjoyed that one as well. Yeah, so for those that wish to exist was actually 2021. I didn't realize that. And then the classic Symptoms of a Broken Spirit was 2022. Both those records were very high.
That was a year ago?
Yes.
Damn. That felt like fucking yesterday. That felt like this year, genuinely.
Okay. Both those records were very high. I mean, if I went back, the Architects record, the 2021 might have been album of the year. If not, it was like top three. And then Classic Symptoms of Broken Spirit, I was not as big of a fan of as For Those That Wish You Exist, but I still enjoyed it very much. So basically the point I'm getting at is, while so many people have been shitting on Architects for going soft and being a hard rock band and being an octane core band, I have been loving every single second of it. So now that there are heavy, that this song is heavy as shit and they're heavy again, who fucking cares? I am just here for it. Because I love this band anyway. I loved their old stuff when they were doing the metalcore blah shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I loved the octane hard rock stuff. And now that they're back to doing, I love the band, so it doesn't fucking matter. They're not making pop music, and honestly, they'd probably body the shit out of that anyway. So I mean they're heavy, and I do like what they've been on Twitter talking a little shit, because, you know, people were like kind of like, you know, making comments about like the similar comments to what people make to Asking Alexandria about how oh, they're probably teasing the heaviest part of their song. Oh, this is probably just the build up to the chorus. because they dropped that 6-second teaser a couple days before the song came out, and I saw the drummer and I saw Sam both on Twitter talking a little shit, and they even tweeted from the band account like, are you happy now? And I'm just like, I love them talking a little bit of shit, because they can be heavy, and I do think that those past two records had heavy moments. You can still be a metal band and not just be screaming your head off the whole time.
Variety.
So I'm stoked. I'm hoping for a new record next year. I mean, the output has been insane. They had those back-to-back records, and now it felt like we'd be getting more time until the next one, but, you know, we're at the tail end of this year. It's been cool to finally see like everybody talking positively about Architects. Like, right before we came on here, I saw people on our Twitter timeline being like, I can't believe a band dropped a Song of the Year contender so late into the year. And I'm glad other people are thinking it, because I was thinking the same thing.
Fuck, I gotta do my list over again.
Like, I've started. why do you think I needed to get it on the schedule so that I can start the list?
You're fucking feeling me. I've had it done since like fucking 2 weeks ago.
But yeah, I fucking love the song. I can't wait to see what 2024 brings. I can't wait to see them live in May in Philly with Of Mice and Men, finally. And While She Sleeps, also finally. And I'm just fucking stoked, man. It got my day off to a great fucking start. Because Architects is back, baby.
Architects is back. Woo! I knew, because you texted me earlier, you were like, if you were to start the playlist, I just want to let you know I added an Architects as well. I was like, oh my god, this guy's fucking shitting piss in his pants because of Architects. It makes me happy to see you fucking geek out about Architects. Come on, guys, come on the podcast so Shane can geek out in front of you. Mm-hmm. I thought this song was heavy as shit. I'm happy to see that people are fucking eating their words now. And it's also showing that Architects can do whatever the hell they want. And that they aren't stuck in a octane, even when they were dropping their octane core. I was like, this shit is kind of rules. Cause It wasn't like octane. It was just like not heavy.
It wasn't just like breakdown there.
Exactly. they didn't add a blah this time. So they're octane. Ooh. You know, it's like fucking grow up. I thought the song was great. I loved it. Happy they're back. They are not hitting Virginia on that tour, so no, I will not be seeing them.
It's a short one because it's like sandwiched in between a couple of like UK and EU things. Like they're coming over here for a couple festivals, so they're doing like a quick May run that just kind of stays on our part of the coast and goes a little bit into the Midwest. But you know, in typical fashion, Virginia is not a part of that.
No, they are not.
But that is all the topics we have today. You can follow us on Twitter. It's @GoodNoise_cast. Instagram is @GoodNoisePodcast. Facebook is @GoodNoisePod. YouTube is @GoodNoisePodcast. Every audio streaming service ever, @GoodNoisePodcast. Bandcamp is @GoodNoiseRecords.bandcamp.com. And Patreon is patreon.com/GoodNoisePodcast. Glory's got your Patreon supporters, your Twitch subs, and your important plugs. And then we're going to sign off.
Thank you to our Patreon supporters, my brother, my uncle, Matt from Pulses, Jeremy, Brady, Zari, and Eric. And thank you to our Twitch subs, Coaster Lover, Buzz Lightskin, Matt again from Pulses, Sam, and Zari. Thank you again, Zari. Important plugs, Black Lives Matter, Stop Asian Hate, Free Palestine, Be a Decent Person, support bands at shows, buy merch, streams don't do shit. So buy merch if you want to directly support an artist. If you have the money, because I'm broke as shit, so I completely understand. find a new artist. You know, the big people, they have a lot of support. Find someone new to kind of throw in your rotation. That's how I found Don Broco, and here I am. So damn it, fucking second mention. That's it. I'm done talking.
All right. Well, that is all we have today. I have been Shane.
I have been Gloria.
And we have been the Good Noise Podcast. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.